From JMI Wealth, Friday morning, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
Geez, it looks like we've taken the plug, pulled it, and the confidence is going down the drain slowly but surely, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But just very quickly, Mike, on this Brexit, just in the last 24, I've changed my mind on this. Why would you assume that they're going to get be any other outcome other than a no-deal Brexit?
Because May will go to the House tomorrow. And they'll be so desperate to get anything across the line that they'll vote for her package, thus getting out of Europe.
Yeah, maybe. I just think... Yeah.
See what happens when he thinks...
You know, what's the definition of insanity? Is, you know, doing the same thing repeatedly.
Yeah, that's true. Well, we'll see.
Anyway, we can have, if you want,
a glass of Craigie Ranger's finest on it, and we'll reconvene Monday and see where we are.
Let's do that.
All right, let's do it. Now, business confidence.
There you go. Right, locally, business confidence. Yeah, big readjustment this week for our local financial markets, and that's the shift to an easing bias by the Reserve Bank. And look, they use such language as reduced momentum of domestic spending, softness in the housing market, weak business investment, low business sentiment weighing on domestic spending. That's all that meaning the likely direction of the next OCR is down. Now, the release of the ANZ business confidence yesterday had a bit more focus on it, really, didn't it? Because we wanted to see whether a timely survey actually confirmed some of those points referred to by the bank earlier in the week. Now, those survey results were actually generally supportive of what the Reserve Bank was saying, which, you know, and that sort of caught the market off guard. But actually, that looks like it is the mood of the country. Business confidence is under pressure. At the headline level, business confidence fell 7 points. So we've got a net 38% of respondents have reported that they expect general business conditions to deteriorate in the year ahead. Look, and we know at the moment that headline number's got a bit of political bias in the response. So we look at firms' expectations of their own activity. That also eased. So only a net 6% expecting a lift in their business conditions over the next 12 months. Now, services sector, they're the most optimistic, retail's the least. And, you know, I've been saying that early indications are that 2019 has started off in a sort of a pretty reasonable fashion from some of these early indicators of growth. But some of these numbers here, Mike, are actually putting some doubt around that. Mm-hmm. There's been no move in the lift in businesses expecting to lift their own investments. So that's still a problem in terms of productivity. You can't raise productivity if businesses won't invest in their own businesses. The real tough one here in these numbers, Mike, the real tough one is residential building intentions. That fell off a cliff. Being led by Auckland responses, it's down 21 points. Residential building intentions are the weakest they have been since 2009. So we're back to sort of recession days. Now, you may have to be careful with that number. It is volatile. There was the tax working group, capital gains tax thrown in there, but it does not look good for residential building. Now, Auckland's a big part of that, so we want to see the next one, but make no bones about it. Yeah. We could have an issue in residential building.
Now, talk to me about the new Monetary Policy Committee. Two of the names I've heard of, one I haven't. What are they going to do?
Yeah, well, so we're forging our way into a new world of monetary policy management in New Zealand. We've now got a committee, Mike, a new independent decision-making body called the Monetary Policy Committee. They're tasked with making those decisions with the new mandate that's supporting maximum sustainable employment. The Reserve Bank, even though it was the Reserve Bank governor's decision alone as to whether monetary policy was changed, the Reserve Bank always contended that they operated a committee internally. There was a collaborative process. So you've got your internal members. You've got Adrian Orr, Jeff Baskand, Christian Hawksby's a new name. He's come out of Harbour Asset Management from the private sector, so does bring a private sector voice in there. And then there's a guy called Yung Ha who's got a one-year term. The external appointments are, you've got Professor Carolyn Saunders, Professor of International Trade and Environment at Lincoln, voice for the rural sector, Professor Bob Buckle, Professor M. Rice at Victoria University, probably a voice with a business buyer. And you've got a trade unionist there, Peter Harris, the economist. Look, we don't know whether this is going to be hawkish or a dovish group. We have to wait and see that. We definitely know they go into their first meeting knowing exactly where the Reserve Bank governor stands. Mm-hmm. He wants to ease.
Yes, he does. Yep. Well, we'll wait and see what they get up to. Now, what are the numbers?
25,654 on the Dow, up 29. The S&P 500, 2808, up 3. The Nasdaq, 7660, up 17. The FTSE 100, still forging ahead, up 40. They don't care about no Brexit. 7234, up about 0.6%. 21033 on the Nikkei, down 344. Shanghai Composite, 2994, down 28. ASX 200, did I give you the FTSE? Did I give you the Shanghai Composite? 2994, yep. ASX 200, 6176, up 40. And we gained 67 points on the NZX 50 yesterday, closing at 9766, up 0.7% on the currencies, 0.6783 US, 0.9596 Aussie, 0.6042 Euro, 0.5197 pounds, 75.06 yen. Gold down 20, $1,290.10. Brent crude pretty stable, $67.45.
Fantastic, mate. You have a good weekend. Appreciate it. And we'll see you Monday. Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth, he and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.